From Washington, this is VOA News. The Russian opposition marches. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Thousands of people are gathering in central Moscow for a march to mourn murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Police are hunting for the gunman who shot Nemtsov four times from a car while he and a female companion crossed a bridge over the Moscow River Friday night, just steps from the Kremlin. The woman was not injured. Former Russian Prime Minister and member of the opposition, Mikhail Kasyanov.
I was a shock because just to imagine that in the center of Moscow near the Kremlin, my friend and collaborator, leader of opposition, Mr. Nemtsov, was shot and killed. That's absolutely beyond imagination. I cannot even understand, couldn't even think about that just even one day before.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the shooting looks like a contract killing, and he called it a provocation. The Kremlin says Mr. Putin will personally oversee the investigation. Vote counting is underway in Lesotho, the tiny African enclave completely surrounded by South Africa, where voters cast ballots for a new National Assembly and Prime Minister in snap elections. Saturday's election, 2 years earlier than scheduled, follows an attempted coup in August that forced Prime Minister Thomas Thanbe to flee. He is now back home in the capital, Maseru, hoping to return to office after votes are counted. But he told VOA on Saturday, while appearing in his home district of Abyei, that he is still fearful about his life. Mr. Thabe was flanked by heavily armed security guards, and sniffer dogs swept the area before he cast his vote. Three parties are jostling for control of the government at this time. Reporting from Washington, this